everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And I am so thrilled to be here today to be talking about the start of Good Witch. This has been long awaited. We had a month delay, very frustrating, but it's finally here. We get a 2-night premiere, and we're really looking forward to that coming up this weekend. And so we're going to preview, talk about what we do know, what happened last season, and what we're looking forward to, speculation, all that fun stuff. And so I'm Rachel, and George is here.
Hi.
And Amy is here.
Hello.
And are you guys super excited for the return of Good Witch?
Yes. Obviously.
But you... What about you, Georgia? What are you looking forward to most?
Well, you know, Abigail and Stephanie. Really, really hoping for a wedding this time because they keep teasing us with it.
Aren't we all?
Right?
Yeah.
Give us the wedding already. But yeah, other than that, I just honestly, I love it. I love to have it on. It's all cozy and charming and magical, and I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to it. And I have a feeling... Well, we'll talk about it a little bit more, but I have a feeling that the wedding will not only happen, but I think it's going to be right away. at least, yes, I do, because if you look at the titles of the episodes, the first and second, this two-parter thing going on, we have the Forever Tree Part 1, and then the Forever Tree Part 2, and then Episode 3 is called The Honeymoon.
I wonder if they're going to take Grace and Nick on their honeymoon.
What? That would be so Hallmark.
Yeah. I know it would, because it's like, let's bring the kids. Okay, anyway, sorry. Yeah. It's like you can't leave them home alone by themselves for that.
Well, they are a happy little family, so you never know. That's funny. Yeah, I am thinking that's what's going to happen, but you know, we'll see. Also, in the little clip that they had, there's a game of kind of how well do you know your spouse thing that they do with the Tinsdales with Martha and her husband, and the name of the team is just the Radfords.
Is he taking his name?
At least for the playing of the game.
You mean when they were playing Spouse Trap? You mean that?
That's right, Spouse Trap. That's what it was called.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. What about you, Amy?
That's a good catch.
What, is there anything else you're really looking forward to outside of the wedding?
I'm excited to get into the college stuff with Grace and Nick. I hope Nick gets a girl this season. Nick is like my favorite. But I'm excited for Nick and Grace, the college stuff. You know, the only thing I'm worried about is that maybe this is the last season with the kids since they're going away to college and stuff. But
yeah, I kind of wonder that too. Especially, I mean, I feel like it's kind of amazing they've been able to keep Bailey Madison as long as they have, actually, for a little show like this, for like someone
Bailey
like her.
Bailey Madison has super good like time management skills. Because she does so much.
Yeah.
And still has a life.
It's true.
So,
it's true.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised by that at all if it does get renewed, if we don't see her much, maybe a cameo, you know, a little bit or something like that. But who knows? We'll see. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. So we ended up with Cassie and Sam giving up their wedding for this military couple in the last season. And then they were going to have a Halloween wedding, but then that just the venue was messed up or something like that.
Yeah, there was a flood or something, right?
A flood, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And
we're being sad.
Yeah, that was a little bit frustrating. And because they really built it up a lot last season with her trying to, on that whole quest to find her dress for the Marowick dress and some of the other stuff, which I'm really looking forward to seeing that darn dress on her finally.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why did they prevent it? Why did they keep dragging it out? What was wrong with it being in that Halloween special?
I don't know. I mean, there is an old sort of adage with with television shows that especially once they have a baby, then you know it's just going to go way downhill right away. But also, I think the wedding, so there's this idea that you just sort of stretch it out as long as you can, because it's usually kind of death to the show. But not with them, not with Hallmark, I don't think. I don't know.
I mean, they have stuff you could have had, you know, how the kids would get along if they actually had to live together. You know, there's so many different things they could do if they had them get married before. And obviously there's stuff they can do now, but like, it doesn't have to be, it wouldn't be the death of the show, obviously.
Well, yeah. I wonder too, maybe they couldn't get people that they want to be at the wedding. They couldn't get people to film then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's coming back for the wedding though.
Yeah. Who would you want to see back?
Lori, is Brandon off the show officially?
He wasn't in any of the promos, but he was on a couple episodes last season. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him at the wedding at all.
Yeah, if Tara's there.
Yeah. That'd be weird if his wife was there.
Represent both of us.
Yeah. I don't think
who else.
I don't think we're going to see Lori.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if we did. That would be fun surprise.
Well, and also it doesn't make much sense, because the thing is, the timeline doesn't really work because they jump so far with Grace being a teenager all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The series only started 10 years ago. So I think, like, if they would have done it by actual timeline, I think Grace would only be about 7 years old right now. So Lori and Brandon don't look old enough for how old they're supposed to be if they have a 16-year-old, 18-year-old sister. Like, it doesn't make sense. Because I think the movie where Grace was born came out about 7 years ago. So, like, the actors that played Lori and Brandon don't look old enough for Grace to be 18. But that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be fine with it though anyway. But I don't know. I would be really surprised if we get Lori. But, and then I can't really think of anybody else that's, I mean, there's been a lot of people that have come in that, like, oh, this is my best friend. We'll talk about one more coming this season. But there's, like, this is my best friend from college. Like, Cassie's list of best friends from college is, like, exponentially long. And
Grandpa's still living with them. And yeah. I guess the only other person would be her foster mom.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, because I don't think that... I can't think of anybody that we've gotten to know from Sam's side, except for his ex-wife, which I doubt she would be there.
It's that friend last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, the friend, Noah's dad. But the thing is, Noah is gone now with that, like, baseball scholarship or whatever. So is his dad still living there?
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, so yeah, it's gonna be fun to see. Nevertheless, I can't wait to see her dress. And we did get a little bit last season of Sam starting to move stuff over to Cassie's house, and there was that whole thing with the kids reading his books, and he was very annoyed by that. And which is like crazy, because who's going to want to be reading like these medical textbooks? I think that's a big draw, but it was funny. And you had Nick and Grace preparing their speeches for the wedding. And
are we ever going to hear them?
Yeah. And it was kind of cute though, because you had George helping Nick with his speech. And it is kind of random that he's the father of Cassie's ex passed away husband, whatever.
Yeah, he's late not husband. Even technically Grace's grandfather, is he?
No, he is Grace's grandfather, but he's no relation to Cassie at all.
No, I thought George was the mother of Lori, or was the father of Lori and Brandon's mom.
Yeah, isn't it like real? It's really distant. I thought, as in terms of how he's.
Oh,
really,
you're right. I was thinking he was the father of Jake. Yeah. But you're right.
He's like
the father-in-law.
the father-in-law of Jake, so he has no relation to Drake or Cassie. And he
yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh well, share the love. What do you? I forgot.
And didn't you love Hallmark that disappeared at one point?
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, his wife is just she I guess died some. I don't know.
We're just assuming that. Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean,
maybe they got divorced and it's I don't know.
Maybe they're long distance. I don't know.
Assuming that she didn't leave George in a fit of rage. We'll see. But yeah, we had the big kind of cliffhanger twist, whatever, last season with Martha losing control of the mayor because she lives in Blairsville. And I was a little bit disappointed that they're going to stretch this out to the extent of her not being mayor, but I wish that they had made her more of a Blairsvillian, because I just still think that would be hilarious. But yeah, we just got it in the Halloween special with her being on Team Blairsville, and then they made up. So are you pretty excited, Amy, with Mayor Martha not being Mayor Martha anymore?
Yeah, I think Abigail's going to get way over her head a million times this season because of it. And Martha, I feel like, is going to have like an identity crisis. Like, what is she going to do with her life?
I know. Yeah, it's going to be crazy to see. I bet you she's going to drive Cassie crazy. Yeah. Always being at her score.
I wonder if Martha's just going to end up being like, let's just move and buy a house in the correct town.
I mean, my dream is that she would buy Sam's house and then she would live across the street from Cassie. It would be the best day ever.
Oh my gosh, Cassie would go insane. Like, I know she's very, like, level-headed and stuff, but, like, if you're just poked too many times...
Yeah, she'll finally be forced to put out to use her magic, like, for real.
Yeah.
Martha will wake up with a I don't know,
or like Abigail
ponytail or something.
Jeez, if not Abigail, at least would go insane.
Yeah, it would be so funny. But yeah, I kind of wonder what's gonna happen. What do you think is gonna happen with Martha, Georgia?
Oh God. I mean, she has to lose some part of her, I think she already sort of has, her identity. It lies so much in the city. But like, I feel bad because I want her to be happy and I want her to have what she has. But I so love that Abigail is like in control now, because I think that's really good for her character. I think it's gonna be interesting for the town. It's just, it's super fun. It's like you wouldn't expect it, and it's fun. And I don't know if they're going to end up working together or if Martha's going to do something completely different. Like, I don't know why she would start a business or something, but it's like she might have to just go completely away from being mayor, because she can't be like working in the office but not be in control, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she, so I don't know.
Doesn't Martha have a business? Wasn't she a wedding planner or something? Or she had a cake shop or something like that?
Way back before, in the movies. Yeah. So they could kind of bring her, bring that back. But I don't think she'll be able to stay away. I think she will be hilarious and will just be constantly meddling.
Because I want Abigail to do so well, but I'm like, in order for that to happen, Martha has to stand back a little bit, and that's not going to happen. Yeah. So it should be funny, hopefully.
Yeah, and I'm curious. I didn't see in any of the promos, I didn't see Jared in any of the promos, so I don't know if he's gone, but if he will continue to be a turncoat, as you like to say on the podcast, abandoning Martha for so quickly.
He respects his position, you know? He does what he has to do, I guess.
I'm so excited to see her be meddling with Cassie a lot because she's bored, and also meddling with Abigail. It'll be really good. Because one of my favorite episodes of last season was when she got the like Yelp account. She was writing all the bad reviews. That was so funny. And
someone needs to tell her how the internet works. Like, didn't also last season's they said like all her passwords were password or something like
that. I think so. I remember that. But that was just so funny because her reviews were hilarious. And when I talked to the actress who plays Stephanie, Kylie Evans, she was saying how Martha always gets, or Catherine always gets these like 3 pages compared of dialogue compared to everyone else's, like a couple paragraphs of lines. She always gets these long things. Like, wow. I don't know. I'm just really looking forward to seeing what happens with Martha. I think it's going to be really funny. And I'm still baffled by why they had that whole thing with her husband living in Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was so weird.
I thought he was
going
to leave the show. I thought that was why.
I thought so too. Or I thought that she was going to end up leaving or something, but it seriously served no purpose.
Yeah.
Because now they're playing like spousal whatever. What was
spouse
it?
Spouse trap.
Spouse trap. Now they're playing spouse trap with Cassie and Sam, and it seems like nothing has happened. So that was just like a really weird, like faux cliffhanger. I don't know. It was odd.
It was supposed to throw us off because there was a total possibility of them leaving. Like, I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. And they're doing the scheduling for this season is a little bit weird. They have the first six episodes are going to be through July, and then they're going to take a break, and then they're going to have the remaining episodes. I think there's to be 4 more, I think, in August. So that's kind of weird. But I guess there's Miracles of Christmas or whatever going on.
Or something?
What's that?
Is it like a weird couple weeks? Is it couple weeks or is it just 1 week that they're skipping?
Oh, a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because of Christmas in July, basically.
I mean, how... You don't have to answer this if this is controversial, but how long did they have to postpone Good Witch because of One Calls the Heart?
Whole month.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually ending, like, I remember it would end around Father's Day. Usually, it would usually end in June, and now we're starting in June.
Okay. Yeah, it was going to be the first weekend of May, and then it got bumped because that ended up being where they did the 2 episodes of... return premiere of When Calls the Heart.
So then how far are they bumping Chesapeake Shores?
Right.
That's an interesting question.
Is it going to be in the fall now?
It doesn't make any sense. It's a summer show.
I mean...
Yeah.
Everyone knows my feelings about Chesapeake Shores. They can delay it as long as they want. Let's
I know. They just keep on delaying it.
No. Yes,
keep on delaying it. Because supposedly they were going to have this whole Chesapeake Shores movie, too. Oh,
yeah.
And I haven't heard anything about that filming or anything.
I've heard some about it. I've seen pictures of just the sisters, right? Who go to like
Rome. Something, right? Yeah. Rome.
You've seen pictures of that filming?
I haven't seen pictures of it filming, but I've read about it where they're like, oh, it begins filming, or we're talking about the script. I can't remember where I saw it, but I saw something about it and I was like, I'm so excited because I love the sisters and I'm whatever. I love the Shores. Okay.
That is the only Hallmark show I do not watch.
Oh, I never miss it.
It's not for me, but that's good. We're going to have plenty of coverage, so don't worry, all you Chessies. But for Good Witch, it's kind of going to be an interesting, weird season. So we'll have a break for Christmas in July, and then we'll come back in August. And let's talk a little bit about the promos and what we've seen coming, because I think we all kind of knew that the love interests for Abigail and for Stephanie were both going to change because neither of them worked really very well. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie has gone through so many boyfriends.
I know. I talked to Kylie about that. I was like, we miss Ben. Yeah. Where did he go? I know. She had that guy, Liam, and he was fine, but it just wasn't quite working.
Wait, and, was he the one last season?
Yeah. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Noah's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, was he?
Oh, okay. Abigail, I like you, but I'm going to ask out Stephanie. Tisk. I had no time
for that. Oh, I forgot about that. You're right.
Imagine if the two of them like ended up with brothers or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be my favorite. Oh, my gosh.
That would be hilarious. And then Abigail was dating that guy, Phil, which none of us liked.
Yeah, and he's in Portland or something now, right? He's far away, right?
Yeah. He just, I don't know. Like, I just couldn't get over the fact that he accused her of stealing his idea, which was bizarre. And that whole plot line was ridiculous. But the fact that he would just come to this very extreme conclusion and then expect her to like fall in love with him the next day. It was crazy.
And he was just the worst. He was like the worst guy they've ever had on a Hallmark show. I don't know. I don't watch One Call from Heart.
Yeah. So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Anyway, I think we kind of knew that. And so it's pretty exciting. I feel like in the promos, you have two new love interests for Abigail and one for Stephanie. And Stephanie is with a guy named Adam, played by Scott Cavalero, who she meets at the hospital, it looks like. They have like a meet cute or something at the hospital. And he looked pretty dreamy. What do you think?
Yeah, he's nice looking. I mean, do we know anything else about him? Does he work? Ooh, is he one of Sam's friends? Is he like a fellow doctor or something? That would be.
He works at the hospital. What did he say he was? Oh my God, what's the word? He says it in the promo. And he's the something. He's trying to get donations for the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That would make sense because if she's mayor, so she's going to come in contact with him if that's what he does. And I actually saw him last year in a movie called Christmas with a View, which was kind of terrible, but he was very dreamy. He was very handsome.
Was he in on the 12th Day of Christmas one? Was he the like guy who ran the newspaper thing?
Oh, let me check.
Remember that? And he wanted to hire the main girl and then she wanted to stay. It's not important.
But he was on No Sleep Till Christmas, Amy.
Oh.
You must have had some small role in there. We liked that movie.
Now Amy likes that.
Oh.
You're right. He was on The 12th Day of Christmas. That is a good deep cut.
Thank you. Very I remember good. His face.
Yeah. So he's very. Let's see if he's having anything else. Let me check.
It's a good movie, too.
Yeah, that one is good. And he's a pretty charismatic, handsome guy. Mm-hmm. And I did like him in Christmas with a View. I did not like Patrick Duffy with his long hair. That was very upsetting. but it was frustrating for me because it was billed as a Harlequin movie, and yet it was so tame. So
oh my God. I know which one you're talking about. Totally blocked that from my memory because I couldn't get through all of it. Oh my gosh.
But I was just like, if you're gonna do something and build it as like give us a little bit of spice, come on. you know? Anyway. So I think that'll be fun. It looked like they were gonna have a fun little romance between Stephanie and Adam. So I'm looking forward to it.
She deserves it.
There was finally, let's get her a guy.
Yeah.
She had Ben and then she lost Ben and now she needs someone else nice because last season just didn't, that wasn't it.
Yeah. Did you see them talking on the one promo about her having to have like mints and stuff like that for the kissing scene? That was pretty funny.
That she forces them to floss every time.
Yeah, yeah. Floss.
I do not.
That was really funny. Okay. Yeah, and then we have Abigail has a new love interest. Mark Ben David is the actor's name. The character's name is Donovan. And yeah, and so I misspoke when I said that obviously Stephanie wouldn't be working with the person at the hospital as the mayor. I got that all confused, but anyway, they would probably somehow come into contact. We'll see. It'll be cute. But
Stephanie's like at the hospital dropping something off for Sam or whatever.
Yeah,
doing him a favor, and then he runs into this guy, and then Sam's like, "Oh yeah, he's my buddy," and then like, you know, Sam's buddies, and then.
And then all his friends.
Yeah, and she could get injured in some way and to go to the hospital. That's always an option.
As a chef, yes, of course. She
burns herself. She has like a Suki moment from Gilmore Girls.
Exactly, Amy, exactly.
So Mark Ben David, who's the new love interest for Abigail, he's definitely done some stuff for Hallmark. He was the lead in A Rose for Christmas opposite Rachel Boston.
Yeah.
So you might recognize her in that.
I thought he looked super familiar, and I just looked up his stuff, and he was on Degrassi.
My God.
I know him.
Amy, I'm like, oh, it's Summer in the City. I love that movie. Rose for Christmas, all these ones. No, Degrassi. That's how I know.
Degrassi. Oh, and he was on Murdoch. He was a reoccurring guest on Murdoch Mysteries, too. That's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah?
I trust this guy.
Where do you watch that show?
There's this thing called Acorn TV on Amazon Prime that you can watch it, and also you can watch it illegally, but I don't I totally do not do that.
We do not approve.
That's why I had to shout it out to tell people not to do that.
Yeah, don't do it. I do pay for Acorn TV to watch it on Amazon Prime. I pay for it, but I may also do other things to watch it also. Okay, anyway.
It's like when people say, don't picture a purple elephant. You immediately picture a purple elephant. That's what you just did, Amy. But what did you think of this? It looks like he's going to sort of be a bad guy. He's, you know, riding a motorcycle, which is very, very suspect in the world of Hallmark. That's like, whoa.
He just likes motorcycles. Come on.
I know. It's a risky vehicle choice. I think that's the main message.
Maybe his car broke down and that's all he could find. Give him a benefit of the doubt. I'm trying.
I think they're totally going to do that. Like, love. It's kind of similar to what they're doing with Lucas on When Calls the Heart. You know, so there's this like Hallmark version of a bad guy. You know, it's just hilarious always.
Maybe he's not a bad guy. Maybe he's just a bad boy. And that's what Abigail's interested in. She's like, ooh, a bad boy. I'm interested.
Yeah. I don't think that he's a villain. But I think he's a bad boy. Then I don't
know. It means that's totally like a different.
Leather
thing.
Wearing, you know, bar hopping type of guy. You know, I don't know.
Ooh, bar hopping type of guy.
That was the first thing I could come up with to finish that sentence. I don't know.
But he's very handsome, so I'm for it. And he, I think, will be a nice companion for Abigail, who I think that sort of bad boy sort of thing will be a fun for Abigail, especially if she's trying to be all buttoned up as mayor. I think that'll be fun.
I'm honestly so excited. I can't take it. I'm so they finally got her a good guy. He's cute and he's on a motorcycle and he seems interesting and I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. I want to take bets right now. Who do you think will get married first then if this does happen, Stephanie or Abigail?
Rachel, I will say I think Stephanie is more likely.
That's what I'd say too. Yeah.
See, but that's why I was gonna say Abigail, because it is more likely that Stephanie would be more surprising for Abigail to do it.
Yeah.
It'd be more out of my field.
Yeah.
They would be fun.
Time will tell if they both got engaged at the exact same time.
They would do a double wedding. You know they would.
Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious. The two of them trying to find a wedding together would be hilarious. That would be so funny.
I want it so bad.
Well, the other big thing we have going on this season is we have Grace and Nick both graduating, right?
Finally, yes. They've been in high school for like 6 years at this point.
Well, it was just kind of strange because in the promo, they were like, this is the day of Grace's graduation. And I'm like, aren't both of them graduating? Like, am I missing something?
I think it's just because they don't consider Nick a lead. Like, his name is, like, Rice Matthews Bond's name is never in any of the promos or anything. So they focus on Sam, Cassie, and Grace. Nick isn't considered a lead for some reason. So they just wouldn't kind of put that, weird. I guess.
It was just kind of weird. Like, I thought, well, is he for some reason not graduating? Or did I remember it wrong and he's a year younger? And I was like, I don't think so.
No, he failed all those classes this year and he's going to.
So, yeah, but that's going to be fun to see, I think, to see the dynamic between Cassie and Grace as she's getting ready to graduate and stuff. I think that's going to be really sweet between the two of them. And they talked about how they had a lot of fun, you know, filming, and also just the bond between the two of them on the show as well, how that was going to be really good. And we do get a thing with Cassie saying in the promo, saying that she can't shake this feeling that it's a season full of surprises. Oh dear.
Well, if they get married in the first episode, could she be pregnant by the end of the season?
Oh my gosh. Or that would be, how old is she supposed to be?
I don't know. Like, she was a bit older, like, not older, but I mean, I'm assuming she was like her late 20s when she met Jack. Now she has an 18-year-old daughter, so it's been at least 20 years since then.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. Yeah. But I guess she's a witch. I mean,
you never know. You never know.
She has magic. She could maybe make it work. I don't know.
But the thing is, would George also call this child his grandkid?
Yeah. But I'm sure we'll have a bunch of stuff about Grace trying to write her speech and, you know, all this kind of stuff leading up to graduation. Mm-hmm. That will be cute.
Oh, is she valedictorian?
I just assume they're going to have her give the speech. I can't imagine them having the graduation and not having either one of them give the speech. It would be weird.
Imagine Nick gets valedictorian.
Yes. And so we find out also, though, Nick, I guess, finds his passion is what they said on the promo. And you have James Denton saying it's a nice storyline that happens middle of the year. So there we go.
We just can't tell you what it is. I was like, nice storyline.
Come August, we will see Nick find his passion. So that would be really fun.
What do you think? I didn't think he had been searching for it as much as Grace had. I thought it was kind of interesting because it's like always Grace is looking for what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And Nick's always just kind of like, go to school, you know, play some basketball outside. It's all good.
Okay. He's more like, go with the flow. I'll figure it out later.
The only time I could think that he really fought for something and had a passion was when he wanted to go to Europe. Remember that?
No.
Did he end up not going? I can't remember.
Because he did. Wasn't he scared? Didn't he like not?
Because his dad, because his mom didn't want him. I can't remember. He didn't. His dad didn't want him to go. His mom wanted him to go, or there was some divide there. I can't remember. It's too long ago. But that's the only thing I can think of where he was like, "You're holding me back."
Do you have guesses about what his passion is? Do you think he wants to be a doctor like his dad, maybe, or like something completely different?
I think it'll be something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. But yeah, I think it'll be something
out of left field.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's something like, I want to join the Peace Corps or something like that.
Yeah, because he loves Cassie so much and he looks up to her. So if it's something inspired by her,
yeah,
probably not going to be something that Sam does. But I mean, really, who knows? They've given us zero clues about what Nick is actually like interested in.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, he was really interested in those history classes because he wanted to go away, maybe like a teacher or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something sort of service oriented, something like that. That he's
politics. He could go into politics. Yeah.
I doubt that. But I would be surprised if he's taking like a gap year or something and then going and doing something. But it'll be interesting to see. And we do find out that there's going to be a new member of Cassie's family that we're going to get introduced to. She evidently has a foster brother named Vincent, who is going to be a new cast member for the season. What do you think is going to happen with Vincent? What do you think, Amy?
It could be anything. Maybe he felt neglected by Cassie as a child, or he feels like they haven't had a good connection since becoming adults, or he just doesn't like her, or who knows? I feel like his family members come out of out of nowhere all the time.
Yes. I guess the actor is named Gianpolo Venuta is his name. And I don't think he's been on the show before. I'm looking at the Good Witch Wikipedia, and I'm not seeing him on the having been on the show before. I think it's his first time, but he was on
a protective brother thing about like her getting married.
That would be super annoying.
Yeah.
It would be super
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes up with some kind of he has like claims ownership of Grey House or something like that. I could see some shenanigans that.
If he's her foster brother though, he wouldn't have any right, would he?
See some kind of plot where he causes trouble for
times has Grey House been claimed by other people at this point.
Yeah. And this actor, he was on Christmas Festival of Ice. He was on that one with Taylor Cole. It'll be interesting to see, but I think that there's got to be some kind of either to do with Abigail or to do with Cassie or both of them or something with the Merriwicks.
Abigail, and like it's an odd connection to bring in because it has to be only Cassie and it has to be something from when they were younger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they did have a good connection as kids and then they just grew apart as adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something for sure. And so there's that going on. And then we have that she does say that there's twists and turns with Sam and Cassie this season. Catherine said that. And that's when they showed the game night with the Tisdales and they have a clip where Sam says most frustrating thing about the relationship is he doesn't get enough time of her with her. And she is very surprised by that. So, you know, that's going to be, it's going to be interesting.
That's my fault. Yeah.
Because
she lives next door. She runs in. She's home all the time. Like,
But she does have her store.
Yeah.
Okay, but if anything, she should be complaining about him for, like, also working at the hospital and having a practice.
Right, yeah.
Like, I feel like she's got more time than he does.
Good point, Amy.
But it is going to be interesting to see there, especially if they do get married at the very beginning, then you'll have the whole season to explore their marriage and I was just thinking, hint, hint, when calls the heart? A whole season, imagine that.
I know, right?
Enjoy the wedding.
What if they actually stay married?
Yeah, don't die. Don't die, Sam. We don't want you to die.
And I don't want him to get called away to, like, where did he go last season?
The Northern Territories. No, we don't want him going to the...
Sam, where did he go?
It's like South America, I think.
Yeah, so he was being helpful, but I don't want him to be like, oh, they're calling me away for like 5 years or something.
Yeah, and... Yeah, and Cassie was all freaking out because she's, I feel the same way that I did when Jake left. And we're all like, no. No, it could be upsetting. We also found out that Stephanie is going to get a food truck. So that should be fun.
Is that town big enough for a food truck? Like, what do they need it for?
You can never have too many food trucks.
I can.
Food trucks are delicious.
But it's just, it's like catering, but just in the truck instead. Like, she already goes everywhere that they have an event. You know, it seems like maybe it's more convenient. I don't know. I don't know why the guy from the hospital is helping her.
Well, imagine, see, my dream is to have Cassie and Abigail start their own, like, event planning business, because that would be hilarious, because Abigail could do the flowers, because evidently in Middleton people can all have multiple jobs.
Obviously,
that's right. They're gonna all have multiple jobs, and so why not add another job and have us have the joy of watching Stephanie and Abigail try to plan events together? That would be so funny.
I mean, isn't Cassie like already kind of an event planner, because she owns Grey House and they have events there all the time?
Yeah, you could maybe have the three of them. That would be even better.
Oh my god. But,
yeah, no, but it's really true. Every single person on this show has multiple jobs. It's
Does Stephanie, does she, because she seems like, I like what they've done with her, where she's very committed to what she's doing, and she builds on the food stuff. But like, every time they have an event, it's one of them throwing it usually, or like planning it. So you go, well, it's, the events are kind of not your fault, but you know, kind of happened because of you guys.
Yeah. I mean, the Middleton economy is just really struggling. So you have to have two jobs, Abigail, florist, and mayor. And you know what I realized? It had never occurred to me that it was a good thing that Lori Loughlin left when Call Saul, because you'd have two Mayor Abigails.
Oh my god.
On Almar. They're obsessed, obviously.
Please. They did that on purpose.
They predicted what was going to happen.
Well, no, that, well, I mean, they were both Mayor Abigail last season.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So.
That's evidently just the mayor name.
Apparently.
Poor Martha.
So, the other, we found it, because there's no end to Cassie's college friends, as we already mentioned. There's a new college friend. I'd love to know what Cassie's major was in college.
She was part of a sorority or something.
Yeah.
But remember the guy who came, she didn't do like anthropology or something, did she? Wasn't there a guy supposed to go on that trip with him, the excavation thing? I don't know.
Yeah, there was the whole
anthropology.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. And so Kathy Najimy is on the cast this season, which was sort of a fun little surprise in the promo. She plays Cassie's old college friend. And how do you feel about this, Amy?
I have no idea who this person is, so I'm looking.
Oh, Amy.
She's on Hocus Pocus, on Sister Act. I know you'd recognize her if you saw her.
I recognize her face, but honestly, I don't like either of those movies. Oh, she played the Evil Queen on The Descendants. All right, I know her.
I was gonna say, I know that you know her. She's done a ton of, I think she was also in How to Fall in Love, which is one of my favorite,
and Christmas Hallmark Melody movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know that one.
Deck the Halls. Are you excited for Kathy Najimy to be on the show, Georgia?
I saw this when she was filming it, and I have been stoked ever since. I love Kathy Najimy. I am so excited. I was like, that's the best thing you could do, because Hocus Pocus. She was a witch. She's on Good Witch. She's friends with Kenny Ortega, yeah. who I love. Like, if they get him in Hallmark stuff, I'm just – but Kathy and Jimmy alone, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. And if it's just for one episode, I'm going to be like, it'll be my favorite episode ever. But I'm going to be really sad because I want her in everything. It's just
yeah. – never. I do worry that it's going to be similar to the Lauren Holly cameo, you know, where it's like, we're best friends. And then we see her for one episode. But
yeah, you have to have her in there, man. Especially, you have to use her. Come on.
Yeah. I think she is a perfect fit for this show, for sure. So it makes tons of sense. I'm surprised they haven't had her on sooner. She seems like a perfect fit. And I think that. And it'll be really, really fun to see her. And I think that her and Catherine will have really nice chemistry. And so I'm definitely looking forward to that one for sure.
I didn't get the whole connection that she played a witch and then she's on Good Witch. I didn't get that. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even my mom was like, oh, my gosh, she's going to be on Good Witch. And I was like, I don't know who this lady is. Like,
we watched Descendants, Amy. We know who she is. I'll be honest.
I'm actually not the biggest Hocus Pocus fan in the world. I think it's pretty overrated. But I know. It's true. I don't hate it, but I think it's overrated.
The thing is, we didn't say it's like, you know, it should win an Oscar or something. It's beloved, though. It's a
As a
child, I was terrified of that movie. I had nightmares for months after I saw that movie. So I will never watch it again.
Oh my God.
I don't hate it. I just think it's weird. It's seemingly obsession with the teenage kid's virginity is very weird to me. And I just don't love it. I think it's fine. But I just think it's overrated in just the sense that it's built up as this incredible movie. Like, they have a whole parade and a whole show at Disneyland to just this fine movie. Like, I don't know.
Because we love it. It's because Kathy and Jimmy, Bette Midler, Kenny Ortega, come on. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's like the best Halloween movie. Because to me, it was never actually scary. It's just fun, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I always cry at the end. You're kind of supposed to. And it's the best. I mean, I don't remember Halloween without it because, you know.
It's not what I grew up with, so maybe that's part of it. But anyway.
So much of it's nostalgia, but we love it, and we love Kathy and Jimmy, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, she's a delight, and so it'll be really fun to have her on there. And so we also find out that there is going to be a continuing story about this search for gold in Middleton. And I guess that Martha has the key to the treasure, but they don't know where the treasure is. They're opening all these mysterious doors, and that should be really fun.
Oh my goodness. This makes me think, okay, I heard this theory a very, very long time ago that Middleton is Hope Valley in the future. And it just makes me think, oh, now they're searching for gold. It's the old mine or whatever. And oh my God, my brain.
What? I mean, I would be thrilled if we find out that Elizabeth Merriwick was actually somehow related to a Holt Valley or whatever. But I don't know. This just seems like fun to me. It's fun, good witch stuff. All these keys and the mystery and all that ridiculousness.
Like, how many things do they find? Can they find in one town?
Yeah.
It is kind of hilarious that if she has her intuitive charm or whatever they call it on the show, then why does she never find these letters that are mysteriously in Gray House or these secret tunnels or
Rachel, she finds them when she's meant to, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Other people find what's meant for them, obviously.
Yeah, and I guess there's mysteries and maps, they said, that they find about this. And I think it's great. And I guess that Martha becomes obsessed with the treasure, which I'm a huge fan of that. That sounds really fun.
They're literally putting her on a treasure hunt. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it'll be so good. And you just see a really brief little clip of Grace putting her head on the shoulder of some guy. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense. She's going to have a love interest. All they didn't ever talk about it at all.
But she's about to go away to college. Does she get a boyfriend right now?
I don't know. Unless she's just putting her head on the shoulder of somebody not her love interest. I don't know why she would do that. But.
It's they had some other part with him in one of the, I thought, one of the like sneak peek things. I can't remember. I swear you saw him more.
Did they? I saw that one little thing with that, but I could have missed something. But I think there's going to be some kind of love interest there. Yeah, because remember last season, she was in the whole battle with what's her name, friend of hers.
Oh, like, Courtney. Is she
Courtney? I didn't see anything of Courtney, but remember Courtney was so mad at her for getting the spot to the local college, mm-hmm. and so it's like I think. Were they thinking last season that she was going to be staying on the show? And so they wanted her to be going to a local college. And is that going to continue? Who knows? But there was that whole plot line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I mean, maybe the boyfriend, new boyfriend, whatever, is going to the same college.
Yeah.
So that's convenient.
Yeah, that could be good. So there you go. I think we basically covered everything in the previews. Was there anything else that you saw?
I just want to figure out what this road trip is.
Oh yeah.
Are they touring colleges?
Oh yeah. I that's got to be it, right?
Like that.
Yeah. So the episodes coming up, you have Forever Tree Part 1, Forever Tree Part 2, The Honeymoon, The Prince. So that sounds interesting. That's about
it. The guy she puts her head on his shoulder is a prince from somewhere that's visiting.
No, we can't do that on Good Witch. We can't do that, Amy.
Yeah, no, it'd be great.
I just like it thinking ridiculous.
And then they have the tea, episode called The Tea, and then they have the road trip, like you said. And I think that that's got to be the going to colleges and stuff like checking. So it just seems to make the most sense, but you never know. If they go on a road trip with, like, what would be the ideal road trip for Good Witch? You got to have Martha. And then.
Why would Martha be touring?
Because it would be amazing.
Imagine it has nothing to do with the colleges and Grace and Nick, and it's actually just Abigail and Martha on a road trip.
Oh my gosh. It would be so hilarious.
They're going to pick up like some statue or something that actually belongs to Milton or whatever, and they got to drive across country.
You know what would be funny is if either George or Sam was somehow having to be on the road trip with Martha and Abigail. That would be hilarious.
Don't do that to George. Maybe Sam, but don't do that to George.
And they'd all be like, these women. So funny. I would love that. But
it would be good.
Anyway, there you go. I think we covered everything pretty well. We're excited for The Good Witch. There's lots of fun stuff happening. They have new showrunners this year. So I think it will probably have a little bit of a different flair, a little bit of a different feel. And so that's always fun. And to see what the actors do with it. And so I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to have our two-part premiere on Sunday and Monday. And so we'll look forward to live tweeting that and talking about it. And so let us know if you're listening what you're most excited about of all the things that we talked about, and what you think, what you speculate is going to be happening. When do you think we'll get the wedding? When do you think we'll have all of these, the road trip? What is your ideal dream Good Witch road trip? Let us know in the comments or on Twitter. We'd love to hear it. It'd be really fun. And so, Georgia, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at Georgia Speech.
Great. And Amy, what about you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And also, make sure we've been doing our Friday feedback show every Friday, Feedback Friday. And we love getting your voicemails and your emails about what you like, about what we talk about, the interviews, all the other things that we do. And so if you can send us your emails to feedback@homebreakerspodcast.com or leave a voicemail at 801-855-6407. So that would be really great. You can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and on YouTube, starting my first week of Teen Month on the channel for Family Movie Night and reviewing Mean Girls this week. So that's a lot of fun. So definitely please check that out. Make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod, all of our social media, and on iTunes and YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, if you can give us your ratings and reviews, we really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, you can give a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate that as well. And yeah, make sure you check out our Patreon if you have a sec. And we have some pretty good tiers, including the chance to make me watch a whole season of television, which is not my favorite. And so check that out. That's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you guys so much for talking about Good Wish. This was really fun.
Thank you.
And we will be ready for our coverage every week. It should be really fun. So thanks so much. And we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.